Be seated. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, kids want to come up here? Sure you do. Come on up. It's not scary. Come on up. You'll be here with us? Thank you. Wow, all of a sudden there's kids showing up out of everywhere. This is great. All right, have a seat. Can I sit here? So, I'm sure you were all listening to that gospel reading today, right? Did it make any sense to you all? Yeah? Well, good. Sometimes I'm a little confused or unclear about the gospel message because it's written in language that, you know, it's not the same language that we speak every day, and heck, I get paid for doing this, so don't be alarmed if it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to you. Sometimes when I hear a story that I think I kind of understand what's going on, but I'm not really sure. The gospel, yeah, sometimes that, sometimes...
Which gospel?
Which gospel? The one about the man who fell in with robbers and got hurt. Yeah, and people kept ignoring him on the way until one person noticed him. That one? Yeah, sometimes when I hear a story that I'm having a hard time understanding, and that can be a story from the scripture, or it can be a news story, or... any story. I try to kind of put it in a little bit different terms that make a little more sense to me. And if it doesn't really seem to apply, I kind of try to turn it around. And the point of the story that Jesus told today was that how important it is how we treat one another. And how important it is that we treat one another like friends because it makes the world a better place. So, I'm going to read you a little story, okay? Once there was a child. Let's say she was a little girl named, I don't know, what's your favorite girl's name? Somebody give me a girl's name. Yeah.
Ellie.
Ellie?
Lily.
Lily. Okay, let's say she was a little girl named Lily. She was a good little girl. And like all little girls, she was full of life. She loved dancing and cookies. No? Let's just go with it. And her dog.
I love my dog.
And going to church. Not necessarily in that order. She was a very interesting little girl. And because she was interesting, some of the other kids decided that she was strange. And because they got together and decided she was strange and sensitive, they started to hurt her. They made fun of her, not you. They invited everyone but her to their parties. They said mean things. Even though, for the most part, she just went on her way, minding her own business, she got hurt really badly. It's no exaggeration that at times, she almost felt half dead. Even though she tried to hide it, it was pretty obvious to everybody that she was sad. Her teachers and the other grown-ups around her saw her sadness, but they were busy with their own grown-up lives. You know how grown-ups can be. And besides, they thought, kids get sad, right? Must be a phase she's going through. Or maybe she even deserved to be made fun of. Who knows? So they didn't do anything to make her feel better. Even worse, they didn't do anything to make the other kids quit hurting her. Now, she had a best friend named...
Bob.
Bob was a good kid. Kind. And he really liked Lily. He also liked cookies and dancing and his dog and going to church. Not necessarily in that order. He saw how sad and hurt Virginia was becoming, but he was just a kid after all, and he didn't want to appear too interesting or too strange because he was afraid the other kids might start picking on him too. So he didn't do anything to try to help. It hurt him, but he didn't know what to do. So he did nothing. Now one day, a new kid showed up at school. She looked different from all the other kids. And she dressed funny, and she talked funny. Nobody knew quite what to make of her, so they just left her alone. She'd been down that road before. Her family moved a lot, so she knew it wouldn't be long before the teasing would start, but she really didn't care. She took one look around, sized up the situation, and soon she recognized Lily as a kindred spirit, a sister from another mother, a hurting human being. So she made friends with her. She had nothing to lose. She had time on her hands, and nobody liked her or made fun of her yet. So she became friends with Lily. She told her she was an amazing dancer. But what's even made her feel better, she let her know by the way she treated her that she was an amazing person, no matter what anybody said, or what parties she was invited to or left out of. Life went on as it does, and Lily started to feel a little better. So who was a friend to Lily? Bob. You know what? I didn't give that other kid a name, did I? That new kid at school. What shall we call her? Yes. Annie? Is that what you were going to say too? Okay. Annie. So Annie was a friend to Lily, right? And why? How did Annie show Lily that she was her friend?
By being kind.
That's what I think. By being kind to Lily. And isn't it amazing what a little kindness can accomplish?
People shouldn't hurt Lily.
What?
People shouldn't hurt Lily.
No, people shouldn't hurt Lily.
That's a mean choice.
It's mean. And you know, the cool thing though is that people are going to hurt people all the time. And we can see that. And when we see that happening, what can we do?
Tell someone.
Well, we can tell someone. And what else can we do?
Also work.
Be a friend.
Work out.
Yep.
I'm friends at school.
Yep. And we...
I'm friends at
school. Good. And we can be kind. And we can be kind. Amen. Thanks, guys.